Good evening, everybody. This is Ryan Wilcox, R. Wilcox, with Valley Forge, Editor-in-Chief. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Rock Valley. Man, last week was a sports, like, crazy, wild dream. Like,
It was.
If you know...
And this is John Holiday's beautiful voice.
If you didn't know that.
BT Dubs.
By now.
Don't at me.
If you hadn't heard before, but LiAngelo Ball stole the show last week.
Literally
and figuratively. him and three of his UCLA teammates were caught shoplifting in China.
China.
Yeah, in China.
That's scary because they do stuff differently than we do it, here in the U.S.
Yeah. But they had a press conference. They apologized. They thanked the Chinese law enforcement and obviously Donald Trump for getting him out of that fiasco. But my question is, if you're a big baller, why are you stealing? You know?
Yeah, don't you already have the best brand in the world?
Right.
And of all places, they went to, what was the store they shoplifted from?
I'm not even sure.
It was like...
it was probably like Nike or something, you know?
No, it was like a luxury brand.
Oh, really?
And it was like, why would you do that? You have the triple B.
Right.
Why do you need a shoplift? And you go to UCLA.
Yeah, one of the nicest colleges.
What the bleep is wrong with you?
Yeah. We have a GoFundMe page for a bleep button.
A bleep, yeah.
Link in description.
There we go. That just drove me nuts.
Right.
I was,
you know, not only is it poor judgment on his own choice, but like, you know, I don't get it. You're living in Chino Hills. LeVar Ball is your dad. You know, your shoes are priced at $495 a pop, mm-hmm. and you got to shoplift.
And that makes me want to get into like politics here and like how our prison system works and how it's disadvantaged towards other people. And if LiAngelo Ball was someone who wasn't of his stature, of his name, would he have actually gotten out of that situation?
I don't know.
I mean, that's not fair.
They were facing 10 years, potentially. So,
it's not fair.
Not fair.
Come on, man.
Right.
So, in our neck of the woods here, we've got Rock Valley's softball team. They're getting their ring, their championship, big studded diamond rings
Bling.
Given to them this Saturday at the women's basketball game at 1 o'clock, I believe. So, if any of you have that time free and you want to...
See your face get melted by the
and
shine.
Also to support our local not orthodontist, that's a dentist. Forgive me. The eye doctor.
Eye doctor.
By getting LASIK in your eyes because these diamonds are gonna or emeralds, that's green. Sapphire's blue.
Sapphires,
Wow, I'm already 0-9 already. Here we go. But they're getting their rings in. The women's team is fun to watch, so I'll see you there because I'm going to try to make it and also see if they'll give me a complimentary ring. So
just, you know, I mean, I covered you guys in a piece, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of owe it to me, but.
That's true.
Segueing into basketball, it has been a fun week, fun week of NBA basketball. It's my favorite time of the year. I don't know about you, but one team I'd like to highlight is Boston. Man. Ever since going 0-2 from the start, everyone was laughing at Kyrie. Ha, you need LeBron to be successful. No, you don't. You won 13 straight.
Yes.
13-2, leading the Eastern Conference. Man.
And that's without Gordon Hayward,
right,
too.
Right. And Kyrie was out for one or two of those games with the face injury, and hashtag masked Kyrie came back for a return. Did very well.
Yeah.
And Cleveland is sitting at 9th. In the Eastern, 8-7. They have had...
Shaky.
They've had a win streak of 3 games. They're still 5 games behind, but, man, there's been a lot of surprising teams.
Let me hear the Nuggets record, because they started off not hot, and then they got hot.
You know what they did? They're 8-6.
Come on now.
6th seed in the West, which isn't terrible.
Here we go.
Better than OKC, which is surprising. But.
And they beat OKC at home.
Right.
At their house.
I guess ball hogging isn't a good strategy.
It's not.
But
and we beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we had a good team.
They had kind of a first season slump already, but they're back on 7-win game streak.
Come on now.
Biggest surprise to you in the East right now, is it Cleveland, Orlando?
What's Orlando's record now? Because they started hot.
Orlando did start hot, but they're 8-7. They're the eighth seed now. Predicting them, they're going to fall out. But
let's be honest. No one else is here surprised by any of this. The thing that's the most surprising is the Celtics.
Yeah, definitely.
Their season was supposed to be doomed with Gordon Hayward out, and then 0-2, and then Irving was out a couple of games. They weren't supposed to be this good.
No.
And look,
I don't think anyone predicted them to be that good.
They've done 13-2. I guess the only other surprise of the storyline this season is how much OKC has struggled.
Right.
8-7, and you've got...
You got the big three down
there. Hoodie Mello. You've got the big three of the Midwest.
Right.
Or Tornado Alley, really.
Yeah.
But that's surprising.
Three more teams to watch. Detroit, they're 10-4, second in the East.
Trust the process, you know, even though some people don't want to.
Right. Andre Drummond, you know, he's doing phenomenal.
Yeah, he is.
New York and Philly, 5-6, respectfully.
How about that little skirmish between the Knicks and the Cavs, man?
I mean, LeBron James wanted blood, and he
that
got
was
it.
Like a soap opera out there.
Man, I mean, so the ball went out of bounds, and then the Frank Nitta...
Kaminsky?
No. He's plays for the Knicks.
I can't
pronounce his last name. He's foreign. And then he goes to pick up the ball. LeBron was like walking in his way. He gives him the elbow to the chest, you know, like, get out of my way. And then he shoves him again, and, you know, and his cancer gets up in the middle. He's like, hey, you can't punk us like that. You know?
Right.
And they had that whole big beef. But LeBron James did come out on top. He's the king. I mean.
And he went for quite a bit of a rally there to put their team back together.
Yeah. Moving on to the West, big game tonight, Celtics and the Warriors. Number one seeds in the Western and Eastern conferences. Golden State's 11-3, right up there with Houston, who is 11-4. Who's the biggest surprise in the Western Conference aside from Denver?
The biggest surprise, as in, like, doing well?
Someone that you wouldn't expect to do as well or as bad as have they done so far.
I wasn't sure how the Rockets were going to fare with their new acquisitions.
Okay, that's
and
fair.
I think... It's fair to say we all knew that the Warriors were going to be all right. They're going to do okay. And we knew that the Rockets were going to be another powerhouse too. But with Chris Paul in the mix, sometimes like Oklahoma City, where you're figuring out that, hey, actually too many people may not be a good thing? Yeah. Question mark?
Houston is always up in the playoff mix.
So I'm actually kind of impressed on how Houston's been able to work together as a team and kind of win games and keep rolling.
Yeah, the most surprising for me has got to be Oklahoma City just not faring as well as anyone had thought.
Oh, yeah.
And the two rookies out of Phoenix and Dallas, Dennis Smith. And
you actually had a really nice NBA rookies piece, which you should check that out on thevalleyforge.com.
But two of those guys not doing well. I mean, Phoenix is 5-10. Dallas is the lowest ranked team, 2-13. I mean, LeBron James did have a hot take about that, saying he should have been a Knick, which...
Ooh.
You know, kind of catch these hands, but
right,
yeah. But that's about all we got for NBA. Moving on to the NFL, man, how are those Broncos?
You were gonna, I knew it. And I put this out on Twitter last night. Hot take. I said, if you need encouragement from Marvin Lewis about your coach, I don't think we're doing okay.
We're not doing.
I
so
said,
hard.
What is Marvin Lewis's playoff record? 0-7.
Yeah.
I don't need Marvin Lewis to talk about Vance Joseph, okay? I need Vance Joseph to be a good coach.
# irrelevant.
Because this is starting to look like the McDaniels era all over again.
I want to hear what you want to say about Brock Osweiler starting over Simeon.
I think, we don't need Osweiler in there. We know that Osweiler's a wash-up. He may have, like, filled in. He did okay. At least we scored points.
Yeah, he did knock a guy in the
head. I said at least Kyle Lorton had the respect to not let us get shut out at Mile High.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Trevor Siemian.
And this is the first time.
I will never let that go, by the way.
This is the first time the Patriots won in Denver since 96 or something like that. Yeah, it's been a while.
I cannot forgive Trevor Siemian for that. And then I can't forgive Brock for doing that. This coaching staff should be good. Should be good. We still have a lot of the main pieces there. The thing that we don't have is TJ Ward, who is like, you know, one of the co-captains of the defense. That shouldn't matter. And the only other difference is our quarterback.
The leader of the team.
Why?
Really?
Why? It makes no sense why this team cannot play well.
Do you think they have enough time and potential?
No.
No, to rebuild at all?
No.
No.
John Elway needs to... Sorry. You're talking to a Broncos fan who's emotionally heated.
Does he need to clean house?
I think so.
Yeah? Is that a
viable option? I think he just needs to clean...
This is kind of a last resort for him. I mean...
John Elway stepped in and fixed this team when we were royally screwed from Josh McDaniels. And I just don't know what Elway saw in Vance. And I'm sure he's great, and I'm sure he can talk to the players well. But what's being put out on the field is horrendous.
One guy that is in need of a job is Chip Kelly. So he's always on the market.
At least maybe Chip would make the offense look nice. Right, yeah. Okay? I just don't get it.
We just need to look pretty. That's all.
Come on. Come on, man.
All right. I know it's a sore subject, but we'll move on to that, to the NFL standings. Who's hot, who's not right now?
Let's go through here. So we got the Patriots are 7-2.
Okay.
The Bills have cooled off, going 5-4.
Benching Tyrod Taylor.
I saw that. Mm. That was kind of crazy. The Chiefs have definitely cooled off, too, going 6-3.
Ooh.
The Raiders, they've won one, going 4-5, and the rest of the AFC West is a joke. Okay. The Steelers have stabled out, and they've won four straight, going 7-2.
Okay.
The Ravens have fallen off. The Bengals have won a couple games, but still don't look good. And the Cleveland Browns.
What can you say about
that? They're holding us true.
Yep.
The interesting development is that the AFC South is the Titans and Jaguars being 6-3. They both have their moments.
Mm. Wild cards, maybe. That's being optimistic, I think. But
yes. But someone has to win the AFC South.
Right, right.
Who's going to be? Jacks or Titans?
Mm.
And I know your affinity for Mariota. But who's going to take it?
I'm pulling the Titans.
Okay.
I mean, I think the Jags defense is going to dry up eventually. But,
okay.
You know, never know.
I hear that. Then the Eagles are just flying.
Eagles fly.
They are looking freaking awesome. 8-1. The Cowboys are 5-1. No one else cares. The Rams are solid by going 7-2, and the Seahawks are 6-3. The Vikings still look good.
Yeah, 7-2 for them.
7-2. The Lions are 5-4. They've really cooled off. And the Bears, even though they've lost two straight, are 3-6, which I don't think anybody thought they were going to win a game this year.
Right.
To be honest. And then probably the most interesting division is the NFC South. The Saints, who have rediscovered themselves, which I said they were going to. I called it. Let go of Adrian Peterson, and they were going to find themselves.
Check the tape.
7-2, winning 7 straight. And the Panthers, who are 7-3, winning 3 straight. Who do you think wins the NFC South?
That's a tough one. I mean, maybe there was some bad blood when Adrian Peterson was there, and maybe now that he's gone, you have that like sort of interpersonal conflict out of the window. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun to see a resurgence of New Orleans winning that division.
It would be fun. But do you think they'll win it?
Do I think they will? Yes.
Okay. Okay.
For the record.
And so here's some other news, just getting ready to kind of close this out here, is that players are vocally speaking out against the Thursday night games, which had a couple of players.
Mad. They're mad. Like that, it just doesn't make sense for them to excel or do well at all.
Mm-hmm. The Color Rush uniforms, some of them aren't that great.
Not all of them, no.
Come on. It was hard to watch the Seahawks game on TV because my TV was barely able to pick up the neon green.
A bunch of highlighters on the screen.
That's true. Then you have this whole fiasco where the NFL and the Cowboys owner are having a huge feud.
They
right
talked
now.
About ending the franchise. That was huge.
Which I was like, he's just full of hot air.
That's not going to happen.
Like everyone else in Texas is.
The Cowboys are a $1 billion company. They're not going to shut down.
Yeah.
Too much money is at stake, and too much is at stake.
Yeah. Well, they might as well shut down because they're 4-5, 5-4. They don't look good either. So
kind of tanking.
Ezekiel's Elliott is also going to serve his full 6-game suspension.
Finally. I mean,
it took a while to get there, but he's going to
after
serve
fighting
it.
For so long. Another thing they're outraged about is Roger Goodell. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
$50 million contract and a private plane. And I had a friend that was at the Colts game when they were paying tribute to Manning.
Yeah.
And Roger Goodell came out.
A little too late for that.
Came out, and everyone was just straight booing him. So
yeah,
it's a little absurd. if you ask me.
Yeah. But. And anyone who thought the NFL should have been a nonprofit for this many years is right. an idiot.
No. Too much money is at stake, I'm telling you.
And all our taxpayer money building those stadiums.
Yeah.
A little ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just saying. But yeah, there's a quick snapshot of the news around the leagues in our home. So, John, any closing thoughts?
Go eat some turkey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, we may try to squeeze in one more podcast here before Thanksgiving rolls around. Right. We'll see how that goes, but
yeah.
John has a new job and I have a new job and
we're making dough
and making podcasts. So,
all righty. You guys take care. Thanks
for
tuning
weekend. In.
Yeah.
As you know what they say, hasta mañana. I won't see you in the morning. Bye.